This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The Islamic State Group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the wedding bombing in Kabul that killed at least 63 people and wounded at least 183. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing at a packed wedding hall were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi confirmed the casualty toll in a statement issued early Sunday, saying women and children are among the victims. The groom spoke to local TV station Tolo News. He recalled greeting smiling guests in the afternoon before seeing their bodies carried out hours later. He said, "My legs are trembling. I want to go to them and say, mother, father, uncle, or aunt, I want to be your son to make up for their loss." The United Nations denounced the wedding hall bombing as an atrocious act against Afghan Shiites. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy protesters marched peacefully through the streets of Hong Kong on Sunday, the 11th weekend in a row of anti-government demonstrations. The Civil Human Rights Front, the driving force behind the protests throughout the summer, called for a rational, non-violent demonstration on Sunday. Protesters had previously clashed with police in the streets during other weekend protests. And for 2 days last week at Hong Kong's international airport, leading to the cancellation of nearly 1,000 flights. The demonstrations began as peaceful protests to stop an extradition bill that allowed for sending criminal suspects to mainland China for trial. A Spanish humanitarian group on Sunday rejected Spain's offer to take in more than 100 mostly African migrants aboard a charity rescue ship. More on VOAnews.com. Iran has said its seized oil tanker was expected to leave Gibraltar on Sunday after authorities there rejected a U.S. bid to detain it. But it was unclear where the ship might be headed next. Tehran said it was ready to dispatch its naval fleet to escort the ship, loaded with 2.1 million barrels of light crude oil worth $130 million. But Iran gave no indication where it would set sail for. More protests in India-administered Kashmir's Srinagar on Sunday.
We want freedom! We want freedom! Go India! Go India! Go India! Go
Demonstrators took to the street demanding freedom after Indian authorities reimposed restrictions on movement in major parts of the city. The restrictions followed violent overnight clashes between residents and police. In the past 24 hours, there has been a series of protests against New Delhi's August 5th revocation of Jammu and Kashmir state's autonomy. In an AP interview Saturday, Kashmir resident Nazir Ahmad said India and Pakistan need to solve the problem of Kashmir.
The solution is within the country. So best is for the both country, India and Pakistan, come to the table and solve it so that we Kashmiri may not suffer more in future.
The state government has said that it has not imposed a curfew over the past 2 weeks, but on Sunday people were turned back at multiple roadblocks set up in the city where security forces said there is a curfew. The World Food Program warns that millions of people in Burkina Faso are facing what it calls an unprecedented humanitarian emergency because of growing hunger, instability, and displacement. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Fighting in Burkina Faso has intensified over the past 6 months, raising intercommunal tensions. Attacks, killings, and targeted kidnappings by different armed groups have increased. The United Nations reports escalating fighting, some fueled by ethnic and religious beliefs, has forced more than 237,000 people to flee their homes. The insecurity and large-scale displacement, it says, has led to the closure of dozens of health centers and thousands of schools, depriving nearly 330,000 children of an education. In addition, hundreds of thousands of people are facing severe food shortages. WFP is urgently appealing for $35.3 million to cover needs until the end of the year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.